Glenn Clark's Growing Up in Bandera, number 198. I am constantly surrounded by objects that bring memories of my early life as I go about my daily routine. Pictures, deer antlers, jars of marbles, and all things related to fishing. A mounted bass along with lures, lures, and more lures. They all bring me pleasure as I visualize those days associated with each one. While they hold a special place, they often pale in comparison to the memories of friendships I enjoyed over the decades of my life in Bandera. I have often written about the childhood friends I had while attending St. Joseph's Catholic School. James Jacoby, Charlie Fellows, Brandy Humphreys, John Rico, Angel and Joy Martinez, who lived close to the Clark home, were regularly involved with my early adventures. Stella Wilson, along with her sisters Kathy and Roberta, lived just a block away at their grandparents' house along with their brother Victor. It was a strict household, and although we would sometimes visit with them, I don't recall them ever being allowed to come to our house, probably because of those rowdy brothers of mine, Bobby and Eddie. My best friend in high school was Richard Kinsey. That friendship has endured to this day, and although not on the same level, because we don't get involved in questionable circumstances any longer. Getting married and getting older has brought on a more peaceful lifestyle for both of us. The years have taken a toll on the class of 65 numbers, but there's still a lot of us still roaming in the area. A heartbreaking evil tragedy took Denise Walker from us. In all my years, I never met a sweeter, more gentle person than her. Gone is fun-loving Mike Fitzpatrick, who gave me my only tattoo while we were in Miss Hicks' English class. I still carry that tiny blue dot on my left knee, courtesy of Mike's ballpoint pen. Still in the area from our graduating class are Richard Evans, J.M. and Mary Clemens, Margaret Adamitz Duff, Donald Coney, Tommy Callahan, Paula Adams, Butch Bradford, Louise Reisinger, Marilyn Evans Roberts, and some others. Being brought up in the small community of Bandera guarantee that you would likely have close personal experiences with every one of your classmates at some point, and very few secrets remained a secret for long. I am so fortunate to have been embraced the computer age many years ago, as some of my peers were rejecting it. Most of my friends from back in the day stay in touch through Facebook, and it allows us to continue.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of Growing Up in Bandera, written by Glenn Clark, narrated by Larry Haddad, and brought to you by the Bandera Prophet, Bandera County's online news source. Stay tuned for more.